Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
Gonna do, oh,
No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on and open up your mouth and thank God. Enter in with all faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, come on, come on. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, come on. Come on, it's our glory. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is able, hallelujah, to turn every situation around for our good and those in our family. Come on, will you just trust him on today? Will you surrender all over to God right now, withholding nothing? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. For you are our strength, O Lord. You are everything, Father God. We enter in this morning with combined faith, O God. Lord, we come trusting you for a mighty move in our lives and those in our family. Father God, that you may divinely intervene and turn every situation around us concerning us and all that we love and concern about even right now, God. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ, holy name, oh God, we ask that you release your warring angels right now to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered on this morning. And we decree and declare with all faith that our prayer will not be earthbound. We thank you for sin and to the supernatural. So we thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for answered prayers. We decree and declare victory right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we believe. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you help us with our unbelief as we enter in on this morning, that we may receive every miracle that you have portioned for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, search our hearts. That be any wicked way in us, oh Lord, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this deliverance, for it is necessary. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day, oh Lord. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. Thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. Oh, Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we come to you in both humble faith and in prayer. We come and we lay before your feet our every burden and care, oh Lord. Hear us, gracious Father God. Hallelujah. Hear our cry as we cry out to you. Hear us as we pray unto thee, oh God. Save us and those in our family and strengthen us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are, hallelujah. We know, oh God, that you are abiding in us. Hallelujah. Each and every day. Father God, you are our rock and you are our salvation, oh God. You are our shelter, oh God. You are all in all for all. And we just want to say thank you. Have your way in us, oh Lord. Go before us and say, oh God, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight and smooth out every rough patch along the way. Let the wicked be uprooted, uprooted, oh God. And oh Lord, let it come to nothing even right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let every agenda of the enemy be destroyed right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Concerning us and those in our family, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you and we need you right now. More of you and less of ourselves, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, give us you everything else can win. Everything. We come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. But we know that all things shall be added unto us, oh God, because you know all that we need, Father God. But Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, what is it that you have for us to do? Father God, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we come praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness. Lord, forgive us for all our sins and known and unknown sins, oh God. Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop and we shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow. God, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Oh, Heavenly Father, please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us.
but restore us to the joy of thy salvation. Baptize us right now with thy Holy Ghost and with thy fire, oh Lord. Let us receive tons of fire to war against the enemy. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Deliver us from the man, deliver us from the oppressor of man, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We decree and declare with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are in the kingdom through faith in Christ Jesus, and we receive the blessings of the kingdom. Amen. We receive the inheritance of the kingdom. We receive the deliverance of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We receive the healing of the kingdom of God, and we receive and walk in the peace of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We receive and walk in the joy of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the righteousness of the kingdom of God, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. We receive and walk in the power of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the authority of the kingdom of God. We receive an understanding in the mission of the kingdom of God. My Lord, we thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of that we reside in this blessed kingdom, and we receive the blessing of the kingdom. We receive the favor of the kingdom. We receive the protection and salvation of the king. Hallelujah. My Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We enter into the rest of the kingdom of God. And Lord, it's you that give us this rest. And we can't thank you enough this morning, oh Lord, as we come giving it all over to you. Help us, Father God, to surrender all over to you. Taking our hands off. Letting you have your way. Oh Lord, increase our faith even more today. Increase our faith, oh Lord, oh God. Hallelujah. Even right now, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, those of us that have lost the faith, oh God. Hallelujah. Those of us that are waving in our faith, oh God. Lord, increase our faith on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Well, your word says, oh God, in Isaiah 40, that you the power to the weak, okay. And we just want to say thank you as we receive that power on today, that we can decree and declare, amen, that we're strong in the Lord, the power of his might. And we thank you for it. We forgive those, oh Lord, that have hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, rejected us, talked about us, mistreated us, oh Lord. We forgive them, oh Lord. With all our hearts, we release forgiveness right now, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we ask that you would bless them and help them, oh God, to turn from their wicked ways and sinful acts and doers of this world. That you draw them nigh unto you this day, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and truly be saved, amen. Living a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that peace has truly come. But we have rendered this forgiveness on today. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that our life is good and our days are good because we keep our tongue from evil. We hate evil, we do good and seek after peace. We commit our life to peace and prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you. We decree and declare that we live in peace and we walk in peace and we seek peace. Hallelujah. Jesus is our peace. Hallelujah, God. But we are a peaceful people. Amen. Oh, Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our prosperity and our peace. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare we are blessed and prosperous because we are a peaceable people. And we thank you. It is you that have given us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, I ask that we come on today, oh God. We come to Zion, your most holy mountain, oh God, where you reside, oh God. And we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, let the blessing of Zion be upon our lives. Oh, Lord, we've come to Zion, Lord, and command your blessing, even life forevermore for us, your children, oh God. Let your presence be upon our life continually, and let your blessings be continued in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith, we receive the blessing and favor of Zion. There is no mountain as holy as Zion, and we have seen it dwell at your holy hill, oh God. Zion is your habitation. We would dwell and live where you are, amen, and enjoy your blessing, amen. Let everlasting joy be upon our heads, for we have come to Zion this morning, amen. Let gladness and joy overtake our lives. Let sorrow and sadness flee away in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Let our soul be like a water garden, so that we will sorrow no more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, we can't thank you. Oh Lord, you have brought us to your valley of blessing, and we will enjoy the peace and prosperity of Acre. Oh Lord, let your glory of Lebanon come into our lives and those in our family according to Isaiah 35 and 2. Oh Lord, let the ecstasy of the cedars of Lebanon come into our lives in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you right now, God. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless us and increase us like Abraham, our father, God. Lord, let us prosper like Joseph, amen. Oh Lord, bless us like Asia and dip our feet in the oil. Amen. Lord, bless our house like the house of Obed and Edom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let every, oh God, let every good seed that we plant prosper in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, according to Acts 10 and 4, God, let our prayers and our giving come up as a memorial before you. Hallelujah. We thank you for it all, oh God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh Lord, as we enter into this new day, oh God, and this new season, oh God, we just want to say thank you for your blessings in it. Amen. Thank you for your extraordinary favor. Thank you, oh God, for making this a set time that you release your extraordinary favor upon the life of your children. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, where would we be on today? Lord, we pray for the bereaved, oh God, on this morning. And Lord, hallelujah. Lord, of our hope, oh God, we ask that you restore the hope of Mother God, that you would comfort and save your God. Oh Lord, that joy would come this morning, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that this may be a time and an opportunity for those that have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they may receive Jesus Christ even on this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you. Heavenly Father, we are standing on the truth of your word. You said you would give us the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever we would bind on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we would loose on earth would be loosed in heaven. Amen. According to Matthew 16:18, and right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, so let me bind our will to the will of God, and that we would become aware of your will and purpose for our lives. Amen. We bind ourselves to the truth of God, that we would not be by the many subtle deceptions of the world and the devil. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to become aware of the blood of Jesus Christ's miracle work and power to restore and heal and to keep us safe and those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our minds to the mind of Christ, and we will be able to tell you that we will be aware of how Jesus Christ would have us to think and believe. We do not want to react out of our own human thoughts and situations arise. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we want to think and act that Jesus Christ would have us to act. We bind our feet up to the path of righteousness, and our steps will be steady and true all the day long. Amen. We bind ourselves to the work of the cross in our lives, so that we will continue to daily to our own selfish desires and motivation to be more like Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the strong man, so that, hallelujah, that we may spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, freedom, and every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from us. Amen. We take them back right now. Hallelujah. We loose the strong man's influence over every part of our body, soul, and spirit. We loose, crush, smash, and destroy every evil device that they try to bring into our supper of influence and our during this day. Amen. We repent of every wrong desire, attitude, and pattern of thinking that we have had. Oh, Lord, forgive us, oh God. Heavenly Father, for holding on to wrong ideas, desires, behaviors, and habits according to 1 John 1 and 9 and John 14 and 14. We renounce and reject these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We lose every wrong attitude, pattern, thinking, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit we ever learned. We lose the strongholds around them that we would keep us, hallelujah, keep us from being completely surrender to the will of God for our lives. We lose all doubt and confusion for ourselves. Amen. We have bound our minds to the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. And we lose every wrong thought and evil imagination that would keep us from being in sweet unity with you. Amen. We bind and loose these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, who has given us the keys to do so. Hallelujah. Amen. My Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you. Decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you remove any spiritual numbness, spiritual sleep that we may be put into, spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness. My Lord, my God. Oh Lord, anoint our mouths, oh God. We will speak with the boldness and the confidence in the power of your Holy Ghost, oh Lord. We decree and declare that we do not have a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that your head of protection be around us and those in our family. Let there be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, oh God. Deliver us and those in our family, oh God. Deliver us from the evil one, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would keep us from evil, God. Hallelujah. Let no evil touch us, oh God. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh God, that you would put to shame those who wish evil upon us and those in our family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that, Lord, anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy, oh God, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you all for your word on this morning that we will receive here on today, oh God. We ask, oh God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding that we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's sight, oh God. That we might just be hearers and readers of your word, but we will be doers of your word, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your help, Lord. We love you, Lord God. You put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way right now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, for Lord, as we decree in the seven days of hell, cannot and shall not prevail against us. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the victory. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The turnaround has come, and we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you, for Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, that we're blessed going out and blessed in the nation, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Oh Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy that we, as we go to and from on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation that we may take on today. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and judge the Lord God, your word says that you shall condemn. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare with all faith that we are all that you called us to be. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God. Clothed with the robe of righteousness. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you made us a lender and not the borrower. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare with all faith that we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles. And we thank you for it. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for life and life in abundance. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, shout out
to the glory.
Well,
I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Have your way.
Lord, more of you, less of us, there, Father. Awaken our sleeping spirits, so God.
Amen. Amen.
Fresh like never before.
Yes,
we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you for loving us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on Calvary.
Thank
you, Lord. And we can decree and declare that we are redeemed.
Yes,
we are redeemed. Hallelujah. From the curse of the law of sin and death. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
For remembering us.
Thank you. Thank you.
You that have kept us.
Thank you.
Thank you for your promises of yes and amen. We stand on your promises on today. Yes and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for new eyes to see, new ears to hear, the new tongue to speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for all of them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for strengthening us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for you. My Lord, my God. Good morning and welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
We thank God that we are back in position on today. Thank God for divine position. Amen. Divine order. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, today is February 26th. Hallelujah. We've been going strong on this line. Thank you, Lord God. Some of us were just a little bit asleep. Amen. We have made it in and we are pressing on. Trusting God for the more we're walking in expectation, expecting God to answer our prayers according to his will and plan and purpose for our life. That we are truly blessed. That we know that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Amen. So we're already
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. We thank God on today and forevermore. My Lord, my God. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Learn. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Welcome on Holy Favor. Glad to be online. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. So glad to have you on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Pray your strength and God renews your strength. Amen. That peace be with you. Amen. That the joy of the Lord will overtake you. Amen. Living in you, living for you and your family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Torn, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm glad to be on the line. And as we come to the end, I'm just even more and more grateful
for that, for being able to come together and come into agreement. You know, it's powerful. And I just want to thank God, you know, and I don't take it for granted. So to God be the glory. Grateful to be on the line another day.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. So glad to hear you on the line this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just so grateful. I just can't even express it enough how grateful I am to be on the line each morning during these 28 days coming together. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for the time that God has given us, this set time that we can come. It's been such a wonderful time. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Kim and Sister Doris, God bless y'all. Welcome this morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Miss Kimberly?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be here on the line. And Doris is on the line. Thank God for another day.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be on the line as well.
Good morning.
Good morning. I thank God for this morning. Thank God for you all. Amen.
Amen. God bless you both. So good to hear you both on the line this morning. Hallelujah. God bless you. Traveling grace and mercy. As you all are traveling on this morning, God bless you. God keep you. May God strengthen you even right now, even before this call ends, that you may be increased in strength. And may God increase you in peace and the knowledge and the wisdom of God to operate in, that you truly be blessed and your family be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for our minds on today. Amen.
Amen.
You know, everything starts in the mind. The prayer that I'm going to pray, it won't be long, but it definitely will be strong praying for our minds of those of us that are in the body of Christ, my Lord, my God. And that we will begin to, we have a spirit of discernment, you know, intuition. That we will not ignore, amen, that gift that we have to discern those things that are evil and those things that are good. Because you always hear people, things happen, they go, you know, something told me not to do that. Something told me not to go there. Something, you know, that we will listen to that inward voice, the dwelling spirit, the Holy Spirit that's speaking to us, to keep us. But when we're in Christ, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit that speaks. And sometimes, if we can be honest with ourselves, we don't listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll completely ignore it and know it. It's like, you know what? God told me not to do that. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. Something was telling me. But that something is the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Yes.
It's telling you, don't do that. That ain't going to turn out right. That's not going to be for your good. That's going to hurt you. You go down this road. Don't take you out. You know, that we really, 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 you know, be obedient to the will of God for our lives and listening to that inward dwelling spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
This morning our scripture is coming out of the book of James, chapter 2, verse 14 through 26. There's James, chapter 2, verse 14 through 26. And I'm coming out the New King James Version. Amen. That's James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you did not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe there is one God,
you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith, only. Likewise was Rahab, the harlot, also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead too, is dead also. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for the scripture this morning. Amen. For this particular scripture on today, faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I look at verse 14, here in scripture, it says, what does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? When we look at this scripture this morning, when someone claims to have faith, what he or she may have is intellectual asset, agreement with a set of Christian teachings. And as such, it would be incomplete faith. True faith transforms our conduct as well as our thoughts. If our lives remain unchanged, we don't truly believe the truth we claim to believe. When we look at verse 17, and it says, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. See, we cannot earn our salvation by serving and obeying God, but such actions show that our commitment to God is real. Of loving service are not a substitute for, but rather a verification of our faith in Christ Jesus. My God, in verse 18 it says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. At first glance, this verse seems to contradict the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. See, deeper investigation, however, shows that the teachings of James and Paul are not at odds. While it is true that our good works can never earn salvation, true faith always results in changed life and good works. Apostle Paul speaks against those who try to be saved by works instead of true faith. See, James speaks against those who confuse mere intellectual assent with true faith. After all, even demons know who Jesus is, but they don't obey him. True faith involves a commitment of your whole self to God. Amen. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here in scripture this morning, thank you, Lord. James says that Abraham was justified, declared righteous because of what he did. Apostle Paul says he was justified because he believed God. Amen. James and Paul, Apostle Paul, are not contradicting but complementing each other. Let's not conclude that the truth is a blending of these two statements. We are not justified by what we do in any way. True faith always results in works, but the works do not justify us. Faith brings us salvation. Active obedience demonstrates that our faith is genuine. Amen. My Lord, my God. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word is true and forever established in heaven. Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, O God, that you will add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. And we thank you for, Lord, it's our prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, if you have a prayer petition, we're going to take those prayer petitions as we pray and agree as you petition in prayer this morning. The prayer has already went forth and you receive it. By faith, may it be done unto you according to you, according to your faith, to all that's in your household, all that you love and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I will ask you to touch and agree with me on today that God will give me strength and that his love will bubble up and bubble out, that it will touch somebody. Amen.
Amen. It will
touch somebody that maybe that they would get closer to Christ or get saved. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We touch and agree this morning. Hallelujah. All that you said with all heart. Amen. Believing and trusting God. Lord, Father God, as we come, oh God, with our combined faith, oh God, with your son, your minister, learner today, Green. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will increase him in strength, oh God, even the more, oh God. Oh Lord, where is weak, oh God, that you are giving your power even right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that's to keep on keeping on, my Lord, my God, that you increase him in faith even the more, oh God, to overflow and that it will overflow into the lives of those that he come in contact with. Amen. Even the believer may ask, how can I be saved? Because they will see and feel the love of Christ operating in him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will see him and perceive and say, I will perceive him to be a man of God. Amen. My Lord, my God. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you are given a word, oh God, that you have for him to give to those people. Amen. That they will truly be blessed and receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with no delay. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, increase the anointing on his life, oh God, even the more. Amen. That he will prophesy in truth, oh God. Hallelujah. They would help and edify the body of Christ. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare all is well. And we thank you, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, Minister. Love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Tuan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I have two prayer petitions. One is that God will continue to increase the love in our hearts. That we would just continue to love people and have a heart for people as God has, and just continue to, have the grace and the mercy and just love God's kids just like he loved us and just like he loved them. My other prayer petition is I just want to decree and declare the victory over my family, over my bloodline, that we will be spiritually wealthy, we will be physically healthy, and we will be financially wealthy, and that God would just continue to pour blessings on us, that he would give us the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding to handle those blessings. And I just pray against all attacks of the enemy on our bloodline, all the chains and all the shackles. I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that they be loosened. And I know you say, what is loosened on earth may be loosed in heaven, and what's loosed in heaven may be loosed on earth. And I just pray and I demand those shackles to be loosed right now on earth and in heaven from my family, from their mind, from their body, from their soul. And I just pray, God, that you will continue to add blessings to us. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Thank you. And that's my prayer petition.
Amen. Glory to God, Father God, in Jesus' name, O Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that all that your daughter has petitioned in prayer this morning, O Lord, all that she's believing and trusting you to do, O God. O Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, O Lord, that let it be done, O God. O Lord, increase the family love even more, to love like Christ, amen, to give like Christ, to forgive like Christ, amen, releasing the grace and the mercy to all, amen. And we just want to say thank you, O God, as we decree and declare victory over our families, amen. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. Lord, we pray for spiritual wealth, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you increase us, oh God, in spirit, oh God, that we would die daily, oh God, to this flesh, oh God, the flesh and desires. Yeah. God,
not daily to this, the worldly desires, amen, but to seek you always, oh God, to keep our minds stayed on you, amen, that you keep us in perfect, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We pray for your continued blessing and favor upon our life and those in our family and all that's on the line. Lord, help us to be able to receive even right now, God. Amen. Oh, Lord, walk in my faith and not my sight, oh God. Trusting you in everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Surrendering all over to you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. And knowing that if you said it, it is done. Amen. My Lord, my God. Man can't add to it or take away from it. And we just want to thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you for your hedge of protection around our family, oh God, around our mind and thoughts, that we may have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We believe and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you this morning, Tori. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Kim and Sister Doris, God bless you both. Go ahead. Maybe they're already at work this morning. Hallelujah. Sister Doris, Cousin Kim, just going to give them a minute there just in case. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. This morning, I just thank God for every prayer that went forth. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whether I prayed a petition or minute to learn or torn, I've prayed a petition this morning. I receive it for my household and family and all that I love in the channel. I just pray, oh God, that you will just continue to. I pray for my husband this morning. I pray for his mind, that God will continue to bless his mind, his thoughts, that his thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto God, and pray that God will strengthen him. Amen. I decree and declare that he has a sound mind. For the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I pray for a stable mind. Amen. That he will operate according to the will of God for his life and having kingdom emotions. I pray that we all have kingdom emotions. Amen. And not worldly emotions. Oh, Lord, I ask you, Lord God, that you would just continue to touch us, oh God, increase us the more, oh God, in strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you restore the hope, restore the joy, oh God, to the life of your children. Amen. Even right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it, oh Lord, let your hedge of protection, oh God, even be stronger around us and our families, oh God, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it, oh Lord, that when the enemy come in like a flood, that your word says that, hallelujah, that your spirit will lift up a standard, oh God. Let it be for your children right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we love you and we need you. More of you and less of ourselves, amen. We bless you. We bless you, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, that God is with us. Yes. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I'm going to close us out here. So like I said earlier, I want to pray for mine. It's not a long prayer. As we leave this line, but never the presence of God. Amen. Invite somebody to come on the line. I know for some, it's, you know, they have to press on in to be on the line for 6 a.m. as we have 2 more days left here on the line. I'm just trusting God for the more. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Set a fire. Hallelujah. That the fire become like a furnace. Amen. Revival fire. That anyone that we're around, amen. Hallelujah. Will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray, oh gracious Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for this set time that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace on this morning, oh God, that we may receive, and oh God, by faith we receive all that we have petitioned on today, oh God. Trust you, oh God. Hallelujah. Move mighty, yet your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers, oh God. We thank you for loving us, oh God. We thank you for increasing us in love, oh God. We thank you for increasing our faith, oh, today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. We
command every spirit of fear, doubt, unbelief, spirit of pride, spirit of oppression, depression. My Lord, every hindering, lying, manipulating, controlling, every spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation, spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction of viruses, spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, spirit of destruction, spirit of death, premature death, spirit of mammon. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, any spirit that's operating that's outside of the Holy Spirit, you have been exposed, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, every spirit of jealousy, spirit of addiction, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us. Come out of our bloodline. You have no right to us for those of us. We are children of God. Wash in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Made whole. And we thank you for it. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds the blood of Jesus Christ. And cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives and those in our family. Amen. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any door that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those in our family. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us each person of God that we prayed for today, all that we love and concerned about. Oh, Lord, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. Amen. According to John 16 and 23, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we bless your holy name. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home, that we're blessed because you have blessed us. We thank you, Lord God, for turning it all around for our good. And it's working for our good. Amen. And we love you, Lord. Help us, Lord, love like Christ, overflowing with love. Ready to forgive. Thank you, Jesus. We seal this prayer and every prayer and petition that went forth. We seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God be glorified.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you all. God keep you. Amen and amen. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Minister Lauren Green. God bless you.
Amen. I receive all the prayers that went forth this morning on the line.
Yes,
I just wanted to encourage everybody on today to let them know that we don't want to give the devil no glory, but two times the enemy attacks. When you're at your highest level spiritually, when the Holy Spirit is flowing, he tries to attack you to take some of that away, or when you are at your lowest. Amen. So we have to constantly continue to press and pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Minister Lauren. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, God. Torn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God is good. I just pray that my heart will be open and softened to receive all that God has for me, to receive the blessings that went forth. And yeah, the devil is busy, but the devil is not as smart as you think he is, because we can recognize all the attacks. We can recognize when things are not aligned with the will of God, and we can say, devil, you are a lie. I command you to flee from me, but keep resisting him, and he will flee from you, because the tricks are the same. I mean, they're the same. It's. I mean, thank you, God, for the discernment to know, because they are. It's just. it's just the same. But, Lord, I just pray for the continued strength and that God will continue to be done within our life. Thank you. I'm glad that I feel victorious in, you know, in this walk and in this life. And I feel mm-hmm. very grateful, very thankful. I feel like I'm fighting. I'm always fighting a winning battle. I don't accept defeat. I don't accept that the devil will win and take over. I already seen that. That I already seen the fight in the spiritual and the legions of angels just going over. It's like in a field and just a legion of angels and the demons fighting, and it was a little fight, but not really. You get what I'm saying? So the battle was won by a long shot. So the defeat is not an option. So, yeah, thank you. God is good.
Glory, glory, glory. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We have the victory. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Amen. We just have to receive it. Believe it and receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Keep you all on the line. Amen. I look forward to being back on the line with us in the morning, knowing that God is with us. Amen. And he never leaves us nor take us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, just pray for Cousin Kim and Sister Doris that's on the line. God bless y'all. As I'm sure they're at work already and entered into the workplace. And that God will just continue to keep you in perfect peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Be in your help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, I release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Bless everyone. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God bring a new love and a new harmony to your family and all that you love and concerned about. May this harmony be filled with a peace, love, and joy that is supernatural. On the daily basis, we invite the presence of God into our homes to fill us and renew us so that we may be a living testimony of your love, mercy, and grace. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving, and we believe we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless your family. I love it. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You too.
Glory to God.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say, what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Sing and shout, then I'll